after I put it down.
All right. Okay, let's get started because we have to finish by 2 o'clock. We have a lot to cover. So I'm not sure if I have so many constructive aros to add to the shiurim, but I have a few destructive ones. Just kidding. Our first topic of consideration are the actual halachos of the Birchas Eirusin. Okay, the Gemara presents the Birchas Eirusin on Daf Zayin, and the Bavli gives us a very strange nosach habracha, v'tzivanu al arayos, asar lanu sarusos, etc., etc. Some Rishonim, the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, Ritva and Daf Zayin Mebeis, quoting the Yushalmi as maintaining a different nusach habracha for the Birchas Eirusin. So whereas the Bavli has this whole special nusach, Rabbi Yechiel contends that the Yushalmi holds that the bracha just asher kishem sosa v'tzivanu l'kadesh asa isha. Now the Yushalmi nowhere actually has a nusach habracha for Birchas Eirusin. Just the Yushalmi in the ninth parak of bracha says that all kol hamitzos kula and mevarech aleim over lasiyasan. You always have to make the bracha over lasiyasan. Chutz mi tvila v'kidushin b'vi'ila. Except for tvila, not clear which tvila, and kidushin through bia, kidushe bia. So the inference of Rabbi Yechiel mi Paris is that it's inconceivable that the long nusach habracha of the Bavli could be a birchas hamitzvah that's over lasiyasan. So when the Yushalmi assumes that for kidushe shtar and kidushe kesef you're making a bracha over lasiyasan, it must be a regular nusach habracha like we find by other brachos. Okay, so the machlokes whether the Yushalmi indeed has a separate nusach habracha is a function of whether you think that the girsa in the Bavli can be a birchas hamitzvah over lasiyasa. Okay, I hope that's clear. So this brings us to our second consideration in the actual dinim of the birchas eirusin. Does the bracha have to be made over lasiyasa? So the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ishos Halacha Chaf Gimel, the Rambam is very clear that you have to mevarech kodem sheyekadesh kederech kol hamitzvos. Right? It sounds like the overlasiyasan of the kedushe of the birchas eirusin is the same halacha as every other birchas hamitzvah. The Rush in Perek Aleph Halacha Yedbeis of Ksuvis is very clear that the bracha is made after the birchas, after the eirusin, and that's because it's only a birchas shavach v'hoda. Okay. So here, the overlast yasan question, at least in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, is the machlokas whether or not this is a birchas hamitzvah or a birchas shavach v'hoda. However, there are ways that you can maintain that it's a birchas hamitzvah, and afal pichein it's going to be made after the maisa eirusin, and that's in one of two ways. Derive it in the Hasagos to Perek Chaf Gimel, Perek Gimel. So he says, really it's a birchas hamitzvah, and in principle it should be overlast yasan, except that it's tali biyad acherim. The isha might say no. She might decline, and in which case the bracha that he made prior will be levatala. That's the suggestion of the Ravid. It seems to come from a very external consideration that the Isha may say no. The Agos Maimonios there, so they also adopt this position of the Ravid that it's a birchas hamitzvah made afterwards, but not out of a chashash of Shema Tisarev. It's not a concern that she might say no and the bracha is levatala. The Agos Maimonios says that it's eno muteles alav. That birchas eirusin is not mutal on the chasan, and what that seems to mean is that while normally you are considered the owner of the ma'isa mitzvah which you're about to perform, you're about to shake lulav, so it's considered your ma'isa lulav. You're about to put on tefillin; it's considered your mitzvah of tefillin. However, over here it seems to be that the mitzvah of kedushin, right, isn't really biyad habal. He's creating a kedushin, but the mitzvah itself seems to be chal more abstractly, either on the two of them, or on some other entity. Okay, so the reason why you can't make a bracha over lasiyasan is precisely because you're not the bailim on the mitzvah. And this brings us to a third consideration in the mitzvah seirusin. Yeah.
Why would that say that you can't make it before?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you only make it before when you're the one who is the bailim on the ma'isa mitzvah. Well, it's my mitzvah and I'm making a bracha on it.
If it's not because of like a chashash or like bracha l'tala, why would that be true?
Maybe it's a way of asserting ownership over the act which you're about to do, right? You commanded me to shake lulav. I'm about to do it. And here, it's not true that the Ribono Shel Olam commanded you to be necessarily mekadesh and isha, right? Because it's not your ma'isa kedushin, not your mitzvah of kedushin.
I still don't understand how that has to do with before and after.
Do you understand why Bircha Shevach Voda would be made after the ma'isa mitzvah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they use the Shaya even after
What's that?
You can praise something after it happens.
Ah. But you can also refer to a mitzvah after it happens, right? The only reason why you have to say that you're about to do this mitzvah before you do it is because you're creating, you're saying, this is my ma'isa mitzvah.
Why can't you say this is my ma'isa mitzvah?
Okay, before we get to the rationale behind it, let me just try to show that this is actually the case by looking at what Tosafot says to explain something else. Okay? So Ellie's asking a very nice question, right? Why would it be so that if you're not the Bailam on the mitzvah she'enam utelas Allah, that you can make the bracha afterwards? That's a fair question. But maybe to address that, we could look at this third consideration of who's making the bracha. Okay? So the Rambam in Perek Gimel once again, the Rambam says the chasan is the one who makes the bracha. The chor, this is the Rambam l'shitaso, that every birchas hamitzvah is made by the person who's about to perform it. So too for birchas erusin. Tosas in Pesachim daf zayin amid aleph, divrei Maaska b'Levayer. Tosas says that if the osa is not making the bracha on the maisa, so then you don't have to make over l'asi yasan. The bracha doesn't have to be made prior to its performance. Right? So you see that the criterion of over l'asi yasan itself seems to be a function of the fact that it's your maisa mitzvah. So the moment you have somebody else being mevarich, so you no longer have the requirement of over l'asi yasan. Right? So it seems in Tosas that these two things are linked. Right? Over l'asi yasan with the fact that you're not necessarily the bailim on the maisa mitzvah. It's clear. It's very clear in Hagolas Maimonios that those are two separate considerations.
Right.
Because it says Einam Utelas Alav.
And also trying to bring the Tosos to explain that might not work, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what he's saying? He's saying it's a chashash of Levatala.
Just because I don't understand the idea that you're trying to say in Hagolas Maimonios.
Well, you can understand very well that if it's not really my Maisa Mitzvah, right, then there's no need for me to be Mevarich. Right? And that also entails the fact that I don't have to do it right before I do the mitzvah. It's not my action. Right? It's more of a din that this mitzvah has to be performed. Right? The gavra who's performing it is not as essential.
I'm missing the connection.
Okay.
Reese can't be right in Tosos because he doesn't say that you have to, that if the osa isn't doing it, then if someone else is making a bracha, then he has to do it after. He says that he doesn't have to do it before. There's a chashash that. And it would be a bracha levatala, then you would probably say that if the osa isn't making the bracha, then the person making it has to do it afterwards. But he just said he doesn't need to.
Okay, fair.
And the Rosh Hashanah, isn't the point the opposite, is that the person making the bracha isn't doing the mitzvah? It's not that.
Einam utelas alav, he says.
He says, kamach einam mitzvah utelas alav levar.
Right.
Isn't he talking about the fact that the person making the bracha is not doing the mitzvah? It is two considerations. One is the fact that the person making the bracha isn't doing the mitzvah, and the second one is del mahadri yisrael. But the first consideration doesn't seem to be a question of like the ba'al's over the ma'aseh kedushin.
So I read that to say that what he means here is that the bracha here has nothing to do with the person who's performing the mitzvah. Right? Whatever this birchas erusin is, it has nothing to do with the ba'al. So we'll see what that means in a second. But okay, so I'll give you reasons afterwards for thinking that. I just want to move forward a little bit. So I think we definitely have a machlokas here. Who has to make the bracha? Okay, the Rambam says that the person who's doing the mitzvah, he has to make the bracha. The Tosem Sachim says that obviously it could be somebody else. Now here you might say, well, why could it be made by somebody else? So the Mordechai in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph is very clear that it's simply Mechzikiyu Ara. Right, back then it was very difficult to learn the Nusach HaBracha. So we assume that very few people knew the Nusach, and it would be considered Yuara for the Chassim to go ahead and say, I know how to make this bracha, now I'm going to make it on my own. So that's how we have the biggest Talmud Chacham around make the bracha for him. If you take this Tosas and Pesachim and you connect it to the Hagolas Maimonios, then I think you might say that once you say you're not the Bailim on the mitzvah that you're performing, so then there's no reason for you to be making the bracha. Okay. Why would it be that you're not the Bailim on the mitzvah of Kiddushin? So here you would appeal to the Ramban, which we saw a la Torah, that the whole category of Kiddushin and Chuppah is really a category that's in the Rosh Hashanah of Beis Din. That's the reason why you have the Talmud Chacham making the bracha, is because he's really achrai on the event that's about to happen. You're the person who's perpetrating it. You're performing it. Right? But the category of Kiddushin and Chuppah and Arayos is a category that's Rosh Hashanah of Beis Din. That might be the suggestion. A fourth consideration that seems to show that there's something different about the Birchas Erusin is quoted in the Rosh in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin b'shem Rav Shiragon, Hama'ares below bracha chisar es Erusin bracha shehi mitzvah. Right, if you do Erusin without a bracha, so you're missing a mitzvah in the Erusin. Now you might say that this is just the regular halacha of missing out the Birchas HaMitzvah before you perform it. Right, the implication though from Rav Shiragon seems to be that this is unique to Erusin. That somehow the Birchas Erusin is more essential to the performance of the mitzvah than any other Birchas HaMitzvah to the performance of that mitzvah. Okay, so really have four halachos here that point to Birchas Erusin being different. The Nusach HaBracha, the whole text. Second one being that you may not need overlaps Yasan. The third being that you don't need the Baal to be Mevarech. And the fourth being this day of Rav Shiragon that the Chashivas of the Bracha seems more essential to the Maisa than any other Birchas HaMitzvah or any other Bracha to its actual Maisa Mitzvah. So this brings us to a second topic. What are the themes that come up in the Birchas Erusin, and do those themes shed any light on the mitzvah of Kedushin and Nisuin? So the first main theme is the theme of Iser. She'asar lanu es ha'arusos and sivanu al ha'arayos. And this is the question of the Rosh and the question of the Ramban. Where else do you find the Birchas HaMitzvah that begins to talk about Iser and Erba? Why are we focusing on the negatives? Not only that, this seems to be the basis for the Ravid Shita and the Shita Yishana Shita and the Shita Mekubetzas and Daf Zayin, that there's an Iser Del Raisa for an Arusa Labayla. Right? Either because she's Ke'eshes Acher Ligabe, right? The Erusin which you affected, it creates such a Chalos Iser that now even though she's your wife, until you do Nisuin, she's considered like the woman, the wife of an objective party. Or what the other Rishonim quoted, V'davak v'ishto v'lo v'arusaso. But a special Gzeres HaKosev, it tells you to cleave to your wife and not to your Arusa. That's a very interesting limud, because that assumes that almost the ishto, right, is contradictory to arusaso. And we'll see this in a minute. Right? The assumption here is that when you say be'ishto, that's to the exclusion of arusaso. If arusaso was really ishto, just let's say a chisaron in ishto bebeso or ishto bershuso, right, this limud doesn't seem to have a lot of force. So what's the focus on the iser? So we suggested in Shears that part of the chiddush of Erusin lacher matan Torah is in negating the casualness of marriage that existed kodem matan Torah. It is all to negate the Isser of Kedesha, which the Rambam starts off with in Aleph Aleph. So now, with matan Torah, not only is, you know, Kedushin have requirements, but the requirements are more legislative. They have dinim, they have edim, they have a kinyan, right? But part of that is that you have isurim that come along with it. Right? We're saying, sure, you have higher standards that are affected by the isurim that didn't exist before. Okay. The second theme, and we'll see that these are very related in the bracha, is the theme of kedusha. Right, the chasimus habracha is mekadesh amo yisrael or mekadesh amo yisrael aydei chupa v'kedushin. And here the Rishonim ask, the Gaonim ask, right, why is kedushas yisrael contingent on chupa v'kedushin? Kedushas yisrael is kedusha ama nivchar. What does it have to do with the mitzvah of kedushin and chupa? This theme of Kedusha also seems to create a series of halachos that come along with it. One being, possibly, the requirement of Asara for Nisuin. Right, why would you need a Vayikach Boaz Asara Abnashim? Seems to be that we possibly need 10 people for Nisuin. Where does 10 come from? So the Chora might have to do with it Kol Davar Shebe Kedusha Einu Pachos Me Asara. Right, so in order to create the Kedusha here, you need 10 people to be around. Yeah, somebody have a question? Perhaps this relates to the fact that the Baal himself, according to the Hagos Maimonios, is not considered to be the Baalim on the Kedushin which he's creating. Right? Because if you're talking about affecting Kedushas Yisrael, right, so I, as a single individual in Klal Yisrael, I'm not responsible, I don't have the authority to create or diminish Kedushas Yisrael. That's something that's given over to the jurisdiction of Bezdin. Right, so that's why I say Mekadesh Amma Yisrael de Chuba V'Kedushin, because the category of Chuba V'Kedushin is itself a category of Bezdin, not of any individual. So here, once again, you come to the Ramban al-Torah, where he says the Torah is really addressing Bezdin to create the standards for Arayos. And this would explain why the first Mishnah in Ksuvos is telling us that any Nisuin has to be Roy the next day for Drisha B'Bezdin. Right, because the only way to talk about a mitzvah Yidei Chuba V'Kedushin is to have Bezdin involved in the process. So we start off with Besuas Nises the Yom Ravi, because the next day she could be mashkim lebezin, because bezin zachrayus to enforce all these policies. Another nafkamina of kedushin being related to the status of kedushas Yisrael is this notion of gerus and mumar, okay, in both directions. So in one direction, we were suggesting, based off the tshuva of the Tashbetz, I've been looking for this Tashbetz, but I haven't been able to find it. So if any of you come across a Tashbetz that says this, you have to let me know.
Put it on the list of the
media. Yeah. Do you find it? Yeah. I've been looking for 4 years to find this this Tashbetz.
It's in the Machzor, right?
What? Yeah, it's in the Machzor with the...
I got some napkins in my pocket.
So the purported Rashbetz over here says that Meshumad, even though we say Yisrael Afpi Shachati Yisrael Hu, Meshumad would have the Isra of Losis Chasein Bam. Right? Because someone who's a Mumar or Meshumad, so they've lost their Kedushas Yisrael with respect to Kedushin Benesuin, and they have a din of the Yeshiva Amin or any other nation with respect to Kedushin Benesuin. Right? So that seems to show you that Kedushin Benesuin are more vulnerable when it comes to the category of a Meshumad. The Mordechai in Yivamos, and a lot of the Goanim have this in Yivamos also, they seem to have the exact opposite Shita, but it also shows you how there's a difference between Kedushas Yisrael, Inyan Kedushin, Benisuin, and Gittin on the one hand and everything else. They'll say that even if we say Yisrael Af Kedusha, even if we say that a Mumar is considered a Goy L'chol Davar, that's only with respect to most mitzvos. But with respect to Gittin, Kedushin, and Suin, so there Kedushas Yisrael is irrevocable. Right, so you see that the fundamental identity of Kedushas Yisrael lies in Kedushin Venesuin. So even if a guy can't perform, even if a Meshumad can't perform any mitzvah for you, the Kedushin and the Gittin of a Meshumad will still be in effect. Right, because that's such a fundamental level of being identified as a Yisrael that it can't be revoked al yidei Mamrus. In the other direction, in terms of Geirus, we are pointing to the Shita of the Meiri and the Ravid, that maybe the Givonim and the Nesinim, maybe they're Gerim with respect to other mitzvos, but their Gerus is Nachal with respect to Kedushin and Nesuin. Okay, so maybe you could become a member of Yisrael L'inyan mitzvos, but with respect to that fundamental identity of Kedushas Yisrael, of Gittin and Kedushin, there you can't be Megayer in if you're a Givoni or a Nasin. So it could be that this whole category of like, the Chup of the Kedushin seems to point to something special about the din of Chuppah V'Kiddushin. So these are two themes that exist within the mitzvah, right? You have the theme of Isser, Asar Lanu Es Arayos, and the Isser, and Asar Lanu Es Arusos, and you have the theme of Kedusha. Now you might say that these two themes are very much related, right? Which is kind of what we were actually suggesting in Shir, right? That the more Isser you have, the more Kedusha you have. Right? This seems to be the idea of the Ramban al Torah, Kadesh Atzmecha V'Mutar Lecha. Kedoshim Tiyu refers to taking on more isurim than are legislated for you. So v'asar lanu es harusos and v'asar es harayos, isur itself is a symbol of Kedushas Yisrael. That seems to be the relationship between those two themes of the Birchas Erusin. The third theme in the bracha is the relationship between Nesuin and Kedushin. Ayidei chupa v'kedushin. Right, so the bracha itself is picking out these two different stages of this larger category, which we'll call Ishus. So what is the relationship between Kedushin and Nesuin? So last Chazarsha we pointed out that there's a lot of differences in terms of the mechanism. Like Kedushin's a kinyan, it's an oser, versus Nesuin having less formal elements, right? Ede kiyum, kinyan, etc., etc., etc. But today we have to figure out, what's the internal relationship between Kedushin and Nesuin? How do we view the progression from one towards the other? So do you take these as just two dinim in creating this chalos ishus that both exist independently? There are two necessary conditions for ishus. One being Kedushin, the other one being Nesuin. Right, but they're independent conditions. Or do you view this as a progression where you have Kedushin and you have to build off the Kedushin, or the Kedushin itself, which leads you into the Nesuin? I hope that's not too vague, but hopefully the nafkamina here will speak for themselves. So one nafkamina might be just the Nusach HaBracha. Our standard girsa has Ayidei Chupa V'Kiddushin, right, which implies that the bracha which you're making right now on Ishus, apparently, right, has to refer to chuppah and kiddushin, right, as two separate dinim. The girsa of the Itur is al yidei chuppah b'kiddushin. He says the beis refuya. That's how it got confused into a vav. So there, the emphasis seems to be that the goal is chuppah, right? So we're making a bracha right now on erusin, and yet the bracha actually seems to be chal on the nesuin. I'm kaddish am yisrael al yidei chuppah b'kiddushin, and kiddushin is simply the means through which you get to chuppah. But the main, the ikar here seems to be the nesuin. Another nafgamina is whether rishonim, in just surveying the halachos of kiddushin and nesuin, will they naturally be inclined to export halachos of nesuin back into nesuin, into kiddushin? And so if you view kiddushin and nesuin as being of fundamentally different varieties, or of existing independently, right, there's no basis to say, well, the Gemara says it's about nesuin, so l'chora hu adin for kiddushin. Right? And contrawise, there wouldn't be a basis to say, well, the Gemara says this for kiddushin, let's apply it also to nesuin. So the argument here is that if we find Rishonim who are doing that, then their operative assumption is that there's some sort of natural progression from one towards the other. So where do we find this? One nafkamina of this is the bracha of Shasimcha Bimono. The Mordechai in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph quotes a machlokas between the Rashbat, Reishin Beis Tes, and the Rivak. Who knows who the Rashbat is? What? Who is he? He's a Baal Shem Tov. Were you here for this year before we started Chazar Shir? Rashbat is the son-in-law of the Ravan. What? He's the Gilgal of Baal Shem Tov. Okay. He's the son-in-law of the Ravan. Okay, that's the Rashbat. So like the Ravya is Rabbi Elazar ben Yoel Halevi, so he's the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yoel Halevi. I want to put him into perspective. So the Mordechai quotes the Rashbat, who says that you don't make a bircha shah simcha b'mono at the time of Erisin. Simcha b'mono. Simcha is exclusively for Nisuin. And there's no simcha for Erisin. The Rivak, I read about B'chayim es Halevi, he disagrees. Okay. The Gemara has Simcha b'mono for Nisuin, and there's no reason why that Simcha of Ishus, which applies to Nisuin, shouldn't also apply to Kiddushin. And after all, Kiddushin is simply the beginning of the Nisuin, so it equally should have Simcha. Similarly, we find another Machlokas Rishonim about how many people you need for Erusin. The Rush in Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Beis, quotes the Shita of the She'iltos that you need 10 people for Erusin. And Shmuel Hanage disagrees, and he says, well, in the Gemara, you only find 10 people for Nisuin. And here, the Rush actually explains that the reason for the Shiltos is because Midin Iske Makar. Right? Just like Nisuin is all about Puruvu, Iske Makar, so too, Kiddushin is about Iske Makar. Right? So once again, he's arguing that the character of Nisuin as being about Iske Makar is equally true for the act of the Erisin.
You sing the bracha.
What?
You sing the bracha.
Yeah, could be. Well, presumably the bracha has something to do with the act that's being performed.
Right.
One more time. Oh, does he say that in that piece?
Yeah.
I didn't see it there when I read it just now. So. Maybe it popped into your Gemara. Okay, so let me know if it's still there when you check it. I'll let you know if it pops into my Gemara when it comes back. You think it's there? That's because my Gemara is a Gilgal of the Baal Shem Tov. Sure, you have it or you're... Okay, so we'll... I don't think that really changes the argument. I don't think that changes the consideration here. And contrawise,
take it out.
Okay, so we'll give me a fifth nafkamina to this question is what about chavilos? Is a fifth nafkamina. Our first nafkamina is Nuscha Bracha. Our second is Simcha Mono. Our third is do you need 10? Oh, you're right, I skipped one. How do you know what my fourth is? My fourth is Chuppas Nida. And this is the contrawise position of the Meiri. Because the first, these two, two and three, no, I'm sorry, Simcha b'Ono and Asara were arguments from the character of Nisuin being projected back on Erison.
Wasn't the second one, didn't we already said? Didn't we already have a, would you like the rush?
One comment at a time here, please. Yeah, read the rush. Okay, so what is that? What's the problem? For the act of the Kiddushin, you only need two people. What? But that's true for Nisuin also. You only need 10 people for the Birchas, for the Birchas Nisuin. You only need 10 people for the Chuppah.
I thought you were talking about the Maisa also. I thought you were also talking about the Maisa.
No, I'm saying whatever you have by Nisuin, the Rush wants to project back to Kiddushin. Right, so here by Nisuin, for Birchas Nisuin, you only need Asar for the Brachos. And same thing for Erison.
But in the Rush of Shita, it's Birchas Shavuot, so there wouldn't be any Brachos to learn out from the connection between Brachos.
I disagree. But let's talk about it afterwards, because I don't want to get too sidetracked. Okay. So a fourth nafkamina is Chuppas Nida. Right, in contrast to the case of Asara and the case of Simcha b'Ono, the Meiri wants to argue from cases of Kiddushin to cases of Nisuin. Right? So to wit, the Meiri in Ksivis Daf Beis says that he doesn't like the sheet of the Rambam and the Gaonim that there's a problem with Chuppas Nida. How does he know that? Because there's clearly no problem for Nida during Erison. And I quote, V'af chupa yisera ala kiddushin, v'ein chupa yisera ala kiddushin, shetofsin ba. Right? Chupa can't have a different standard than kiddushin, and we know that kiddushin is topes benida. That's the Meir is saying, since kiddushin Nida is effective, so too chupas Nida will be effective. But if you argue that there's a different character for Nisuin than for Erison, right, so then the Meiri's point here falls away. Fifth nafkamina is the din of chavilos chavilos. We know that you're not supposed to bundle together different mitzvos, unless the Gemara tells us it's chad milsa. If it's chad milsa, then you could use one kos for two different mitzvos. What about Kedushin and Nisuin? So in Daf Kuf Beis and Psachim, Rabbeinu Tam thinks that you should use two separate kosos, because seemingly, Kiddushin and Nisuin are trei milininu. Right? They're of two different varieties, two different kinds of mitzvos. But the Meiri and Rabbeinu Meshulam, they both think that it's chada milsa. Right? So you could use one cup for the Birchas Erison, and that same cup could be used for the Birchas Nisuin. Okay, so that machloka seems also to take a stance on this question of the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin. What about reversing the order of the Kiddushin and the Nisuin? So here the argument is that if you're dealing with a progression from Kiddushin to Nisuin, then you have to keep the order of Kiddushin v'achar kach Nisuin. And if you want to be able to reverse them, so the only way you could do that is if you think that the Chuppah could exist independently without the Kiddushin, right? i.e. it has a separate theme. So what do we find on this? The She'iltos, so one of the indications that you could reverse them is actually the Nusach HaBracha that we have in our Brechas Erison, i.e. the Chuppah v'Kiddushin, where Chuppah comes kodem l'kiddushin. So it could just be that you reverse the girsa and then you don't have such a question. The Shiltos in Mitzvah Tesvav in Chayisara. So he has the girsa al yidei kiddushin v'chuppah. Actually, at my wedding, at my chasen's tish 2 years ago, so Dr. Grach was there, and he comes over to me and my father, we're sitting there, and he says, you know why the Nusach HaBracha is al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin? Because it always sounds better to have the shorter word first. Chuppah v'kiddushin. So my father looks at him and he's like, oh, I always thought the Rishonim had much more inspiring things to say about it. And they went their separate ways. The Ramban also on Daf Zayin. So the Ramban also has this lashon of al yidei kiddushin v'chuppah, where he's makdim kiddushin to chuppah. So right, the Ramban didn't have that literary sensitivity to chuppah v'kiddushin. Ramban says if you're going to make the bracha during the Maisa Kiddushin, That's going to be the brichas mitzvah. So you say al yedei chuppah v'kiddush, al yedei kiddushin v'chuppah, like the girsa of the she'ildos. According to the Sefer Itter, you don't have a question, because al yedei chuppah v'kiddushin, right, where the kiddushin is leading up to the chuppah. But according to our girsa that we have, you really do have a problem, because al yedei chuppah v'kiddushin, where chuppah precedes it. So this leads the Mordechai to suggest that if you want to, you could be makdim l'chuppah, and l'chora, in most cases, you'll be makdim l'chuppah to the kiddushin. He just says, pam zimnin. There are times when you're makdim it. Why? Because the chuppah is happening by mesira sa'av shachris, l'chora that's coming off the mission of Masra av l'shluchei abal. When the father gives over his daughter shachris to the baal, that's considered the nesuin, or the chuppah. And only later, when the husband's actually makadishur, do you have the maisa kiddushin. Okay, so the Mordechai thinks it's very feasible. And the Shitos that think that Arba Dekin is considered Nisuin, so they also assume that you could have Nisuin Kodem Le Erisin. The Mishnah L'Melech in Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishos, he also cites a Ramban on Daf Yud in Kiddushin, where the Ramban L'Ora suggests that you could have the Chuppah Kodem HaKiddushin for a Kohen Gadol to explain why Kiddushin Bia of a Kohen Gadol might not be a Bias Be'ula. And he says, well, it must be a case where you do the chuppah kodem hakidushin. Right, so b'shas kidushin, she immediately becomes a nesua, and there's not going to be an iser beulah lekohen gadol. And so I just didn't like that raya, because we don't bind carefully. It seems that's not a case where you're makdim the chuppah to the kidushin. It's a case where you're doing the kidushin under the chuppah. And if you're doing the kidushin under the chuppah, then the kidushin is actually happening simultaneously with the nesuin, not after the Nisuin. Okay, so that seems to be very different from the Mordechai suggestion, that you actually have cases where the chuppah is kodem le kiddushin. Yeah. You found it?
Yes.
Where is it? Okay, so it seems very natural to assume that if you could have the chuppah preceding the kiddushin, like the Mordechai is suggesting, then you don't require the kiddushin to be leading up in any way to the nesuin. Right? So you're really dealing with two independently standing stages of ishus. A seventh nafkamina to the relationship between kiddushin and nesuin would be kiddushim shniim. Okay, now l'chora, it's not so clear why this is a nafkamina to the relationship between kiddushin and nesuin. Let me explain what we mean. Kiddushin Shneim in this case is the tshuva of the Rivash in Simon Pei Beis, quoting the Ravid, that in a case where somebody's Mekadosh in Isha without seeing her, we say, Asu Ladam Shei Kadosh Es Isha Ad Shirena. More in the second paragraph of Kiddushin. So the Ravid says, if someone does go ahead and violates this principle, he's Mekadosh Isha before seeing her, so he has to redo the Maisa Kiddushin when he meets her. The Rivash quotes Rebbe Ephraim, who's really upset with this psak of the Ravid. He says, Mimanav Shach. The Gemara tells us that Kiddushei Shliach is Chal. So if the Kiddushei Shliach are Chal, then what's the purpose of this Kiddushim Shniyim? You're not adding anything. And if the Kiddushei Shliach are not Chal, so then you should have to do a full Maisa Kiddushim. Right, what's this nice idea of a Kiddushim Shniyim? So to explain the sheet of the Ravid we were suggesting in Shir, that maybe there are times where the Kiddushin already has elements of the Nisuin, or that every Maisa Kiddushin also requires elements of the Nisuin. What does that mean? That's predicated on our analysis last week, or last Chazar Shir, that Kiddushin is all about the Kinyan, and the Nisuin is all about the more personal Tchilas Chayi HaIshos. Right? So here, this din of seeing the Isha, Shema Tizgana Allah, that seems to be a kiyum in Nisuin rather than in the formal kinyan of Erisin. But the Ravid is requiring that you have Nisuin kiyumim already in the Shas Erisin. Right, he's taking an aspect of Chaye Ishas and incorporating it into the kinyan. So here we're suggesting that maybe what's going on in the Ravid is that if your Maisa Kiddushin is missing some of those nesuin elements, so the kiddushin's chal, kedasu chidin, but it has to be done again to make up for that element that it's missing. So if it's missing that din of shemat tizgana alav, and that personal element of you understanding who you're about to marry, So then you have to redo that aspect of the Maisa Kiddushin. So that's why we're suggesting in these past few shiurim that Kiddushim Shniim is a case where you're saying that there's a strong relationship between the Kiddushin and the Nesuin, because it assumes Nesuin elements in the Maisa Kiddushin. Correct. But the whole premise of such a Isser seems to assume Nesuin esk halachos. But seems to relate more to the person of a Havta L'Recha Kamocha, like the Gemara cites. Right? It seems to relate to a more personal component of marriage, not the formal kinyanim aspects.
Even though in the Gemara that's presented as for Kedushin.
Absolutely. That's the whole contention here. The contention is that they're already Nesuin Dinim smuggled into the Kinyan Kedushin. Right? That's the contention. So you see that Eris and Nesuin are really linked.
As opposed to just saying maybe Kedushin also has a personality.
Correct. We're saying that if there that's very theory leading. Right? It's coming off our suggestion from last number of Shurim, meaning before last Chazar Shia, we were suggesting that, look, the character of Kedushin is very different from the character of Nesuin. It's like, oh, but there are elements of Nesuin smuggled into Kedushin, so you see they're very closely related.
Right.
Now, if you deny the...
Only
if you didn't,
absolutely. The only possibility.
Correct. That's what I said. On the surface, it seems like a very strange raya to the relationship between Kedushin and Nesuin. But given what we were analyzing in the prior shiurim, this is the mode of reasoning. And the Rambam in Perek Chaf Gimel, Perek Gimel Halacha Chaf Gimel, the Rambam is very clear that there is no such concept as Kedushim Shniyim. The Rambam doesn't believe in that. Why? Because we're suggesting that for the Rambam, there is a very clear divide between Kedushin and Nesuin. And the Rambam is a purist when it comes to that. Let me explain what that means also. But this brings us to our eighth nafkamina. Okay, so the explanation to this position of the Rambam lies in our eighth nafkamina. Until when could you make the Birchas Erisin? So the Rambam is straightforward, that you cannot make the Birchas Erisin after the Maisa is performed. Chor, this is what she talks about, Birchas HaMitzvah, so you can't make the Birchas HaMitzvah afterwards. The Rush, also in Aleph Yud Zayin, quotes the position of Rav Shiragon, that, again, once you don't make the Birchas Erisin, Chisar is Eris of Mitzvah, and it's Me'uva Sheni Yuchal Liskon, you can't go back and make it. But the Rush quotes the position of Rabbeinu Nisim, that if you forgot to make the Birchas Erisin B'Shas Erisin, you can make it B'Shas Nesuin. Wait a second. That Erisin already happened. Why is the Shas Erisin relevant? Why is the Shas Nesuin relevant to the Birchas Erisin, which was missed at the Shas Kiddushin? Presumably, he's assuming, and this is the almost the inverse of what we saw before with the Kiddushim Shniyim, that there are elements of the Kiddushin which are still relevant B'Shas Nesuin, such that you could still make the Birchas Erisin B'Shas Nesuin. Okay? Not that the Erisin is gone. The Erisin is still relevant at the Shas Nesuin. Rabbeinu Yonah in that rush there says it a little differently. He says you can make the Bracha B'Shas Nesuin. He says, like Birchas HaMazon, where you're able to bench Kol Zman Shalonis Akel HaMazon B'Meyav, right? Until you've fully digested the food, so the Birchas HaMazon is still relevant. So Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be saying that the chalos of Erisin is still open, it's still in existence, until the Nesuin comes and cuts it off. Now, I'll just point out here that maybe that assumes that there is an important relationship between the Kedushin and the Nesuin. Because if they speak to just two different stages of the Kinyan, two different aspects of the Kinyan that are independent, then why should the Nesuin cut off the Erisin? Maybe the Erisin persists even after the Nesuin, right? And the Nesuin is a status that coexists parallel to the Erisin. Who said that Nesuin is to the exclusion of there being this Akel HaMazon, or the Mazon being there of the Erisin? Right? So the very notion that Nesuin necessarily replaces the Erisin seems to assume that you're dealing with a progression from one into the other. Not that there are just two dinim in the ishus that have to be there in order for you to have full chai ishus. Okay. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch, he gives an alternative suggestion to why you can make the bracha b'shas nesuin. And the Gra says it's doma to lulav kodem hananuim. Right? It's like the lulav where Tosas holds you can make the bracha until the nanuim. Right? So even the ikar here seems to be the ag be nafik be. The ma'isa mitzvah persists until halal. So the Gra says that's what's going on here with Birkas Erisin. Right? The Erisin persists until the nesuin, just like the mitzvah lulav persists until the nanuim. You have to think a lot about that that analogy. What does that assume as the ikar and the tafel in the mitzvah of kiddushin? So we have your eight nafkamina to try to pin down this question of the relationship between kiddushin and nisuin. I'm just run through them quickly. One of them was the nusach habracha. Second was simcha b'mono. Third one is 10 people for erusin and nisuin. Fourth one is chupas nida. Fifth is chavilos. Sixth is can you reverse the order of nisuin and kiddushin. Our seventh is Kiddushin Shniim, and our eighth is making the bracha of Erisin after the Shas HaKiddushin. It's eight nafkamina to try to flesh out this question. Isaac.
If it's progression, why would you assume that the next stage in the progression has undone everything that we have in Torah?
It doesn't, but you've moved into a higher stage, right?
So you're looking at the Birkas Erisin as a bracha on being in a certain state?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting you from, it's just trying to get you into the Nesu'in. I dechopa bikidushin. Kiddushin is the means through which I get into the Nesu'in. That's how I'm looking at it.
Isn't it old?
We could argue it out later. I just want to try to finish before we get into Chazar Shir, into Hashkafa Shir. And we're going to be idealistic and assume that Hashkafa Shir is going to start at 2 o'clock. Not at 2:07.
I think it's idealistic to assume it's going to start at 2:07.
Maybe. Okay. So this last dimion of the Gra gets us into forces us to consider where does the mitzvah of kiddushin lie? Where does the mitzvah of ishos lie? And the Gra wants to say that you're dealing with a relationship like the midag be nafik be. Till the nanuim. Right, so what is the mitzvah of ishus or the mitzvah of kiddushin? And does the mitzvah focus on the nesuin? Just on the kiddushin? Let's try to figure that out. So one possibility is that the mitzvah is only in the ma'isa kiddushin. Everything else is absolutely irrelevant for the mitzvah. The din Torah of ki'ikach ish isha. All you have is the kiddushin. Kicha seems to connote kiddushin. So this is what we were suggesting in Shir, that the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, when he contrasts Kodem Matan Torah to Lacher Matan Torah, the Rambam really only speaks about kiddushin. The likuchin elu mitzvah seishal Torah hein. Okay, it's the likuchin that's the mitzvah. The Rambam says in the Koteret Lisa Isha b'ksuv v'kiddushin. So no, the Lisa is simply the result of the kiddushin, but it's not the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is in the method of how you go about creating the nesuin. That's how the Rambam in Aleph Aleph says, "Im yirtza yikach osa tchila." Torah doesn't command you to go ahead and get married. Torah says, if you want to get married, the mitzvah is to go ahead and do it a certain way. Torah doesn't command you to do tshuva. Torah says, if you want to do tshuva, the mitzvah is to do it through vidui dvarim. That's the analogy we give. Torah doesn't tell you to get divorced. Torah tells you, if you want to get divorced, you have to do it b'chsav and b'shtar. So too. Im yirtze lisa isha yikach osa tchila be'edim. So here the mitzvah really lies in the method, not in the result of getting married. That's also how we explain the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. Livel b'kiddushin, the Rambam says. So we said no. Livel b'kiddushin means the mitzvah is not livel to create ishus. The mitzvah is b'kiddushin. Because you want the result of livel. So that's how we wanted to explain the sheet of the Rambam, that the mitzvah is just on the kiddushin, but not on getting married, but that if you're going to get married, you have to do it a certain way. This should be contrasted with the view of the smak, where the smak says that mitzvah saaseh lekadesh esa isha. Right, the smak says, he agrees with our analysis of the Rambam that the mitzvah is just in the kiddushin, but he disagrees in the method. The mitzvah is not the method, it's not the ma'isa kiddushin. The mitzvah is to get married kiddushin. Okay? So both of those assume that it's about the kiddushin. Another possibility is that the mitzvah is really just the nesuin. No mitzvah in the kedushin at all. Who says this? Possibly. Who says this? This is what we were suggesting in Shir as the position of a Rav Rambam and a Rambam, Bidas HaRambam. That Rav Avram was suggesting that the Rambam held that the only mitzvah is Lisa Isha, and that's the mitzvah, to go ahead and get married. We also suggested, from Muskol Rishon, that this may be the Shita of the Meiri, because the Meiri and Daf Zayin says that the mitzvah is Bichlal HaNesuin. Okay, the mitzvah is the institution of Nesuin. It seems to point to that later stage of just Chuppah. And here you might also point to the Nusach HaBracha, according to the Iter. Al Yidei Chuppah B'Kiddushin. Right, the Iker here is only in the result of the Nesuin. Problem is that all of these seem to be a little more complicated upon further analysis. We did mention this in Shir. That the Meiri Shita of Klal HaNesuin seems to be really a composite of Kiddushin together with Nesuin. Right? And Klal HaNesuin is expansive. The mitzvah is not just Kiddushin, the mitzvah is not just Chuppah, but it's the combination of both. Klal HaNesuin. You see that very clearly from the Meiri, because the Meiri says the mitzvah is Klal HaNesuin, and then right afterwards he's fine with entertaining that the whole institution of Chuppah is just Midrabanan. Right, so it's hard to say that Chuppah could just be Drabanan and still hold that the only mitzvah of Kiddushin is Benesuin. Right? Now the Meiri wavers on whether Chuppah is just Drabanan. Point is, he's perfectly fine saying the mitzvah is Klal HaNesuin and also maintaining that it's Drabanan. He doesn't in the end. But he doesn't think those are incompatible. Yakir pointed out also very nicely that from the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Meiri says that the Nesuin is Shiari Mitzvah. Right, so it's hard to say that the Iker Mitzvah is the Nesuin if he characterizes the Nesuin as Shiari Mitzvah, like the leftovers of the Mitzvah. Same thing is true for Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam. Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam in Maisa Nisim, I think it's Simin Membeis, could be wrong, maybe Pebeis. So Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam actually says that for the Rambam, the Mitzvah is Kiddushin together with Nesuin, and just that until you've done the Nesuin, there's no mitzvah whatsoever in the Kiddushin. Okay, so he thinks that for the Rambam, it's actually a composite of both Kiddushin and Nesuin together. So both the Meiri and the Rav Ram seem to have a more expansive view. Okay, it's Klal HaNesuin, which includes both the Maisa Kiddushin and the Maisa Chuppah. The Ramban on Daf Zayin, the Ramban says you can't make the Birchas Erusin B'Shas, the Birchas HaMitzvah B'Shas Erusin, because the Erusin is only Chatzi Mitzvah. You can't make the bracha b'shas nesuin, because the nesuin is only chatzi mitzvah. Right, so there's never one time when you can go ahead and make the mitzvah. But if this is true, how do you read the Rambam? Okay, so if it's true that Rav Ram is saying for his father that it's both kiddushin and nesuin, right, like the Meiri is suggesting and like the Ramban is suggesting, how do you read the sheet of the Rambam? Doesn't the Rambam say im yirtze yikne osa tchila? Doesn't the Rambam say lisa isha b'ksuv v'kiddushin? So I'll have to come back to that position of the Rambam. How could the Rambam? How do you maintain for the Rambam, if Rav Ram's right that it's kiddushin and nesuin, that the Rambam says that it's im yirtze yikach osa tchila? Yirtzeh implies that it's just Rishos. Shouldn't there really be a mitzvah for the Rambam? Have to figure that out. Don't worry, there's a solution. But we'll come back to it. A fourth way of looking at the mitzvah of Ishus is to focus exclusively on the mitzvah of Puruvu. This seems to be the position of the Rush, Aleph Yud Beis, that the bracha that you're making can't be a bracha mitzvah on the Kedushin and the Nesuin, because the Kedushin and the Nesuin themselves are not the mitzvah. The mitzvah hevi peri v'ribya. So you have four possibilities right now. The way we wanted to interpret the Rambam, it's exclusively Kedushin. The way we wanted to interpret Rav Rambam and a Rambam, that it's exclusively Nesuin. Our further analysis of the Meiri, at least, and possibly Rav Rambam and a Rambam, that it's a composite of both Kedushin and Nesuin. And the Rush, that it's just peri v'ribya.
do you think Moshe was like the water fact that covered out a condition of the suit in one full mitzvah, but for the purposes of binyan habayis?
So Rabbi brings us to our fifth way of interpreting the mitzvah of Kedushin and Nisuin, the mitzvah of Ishos. So here the focus is not going to be on Kedushin or Nisuin or Puravu exclusively, nor is it going to be a composite of Kedushin and Nisuin. So what is it? So here we have to say that there's a mitzvah in Ishos of Kedushin and Nisuin, and Puravu seems to be a part of that mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Ishos. Is there any evidence for that? So there is. First indication, it's a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Beis. Gemara says, "Also the Kaddish is Isha Ad Shirena." The Gemara says, "Also Usher for a woman to get married until she sees her husband." Sorry, the Gemara says, "Mitzvah ba Yotzer Mivashlucha." It's a greater mitzvah for her to get married seeing her husband than to get married without seeing him. Ask the Ran and the Meiri, what's the mitzvah for Anisha? Anisha is not mitzvah in Puravu. Wait a second. Why does Puravu factor into the analysis of mitzvah's kedushin? The Gemara said it's also the mitzvah for her to see her husband before she marries him. The Rishonim immediately start talking about, wait, she's not commanded in Puravu. So we said, you see clearly that both the Ran and the Meiri in Kedushin Mem Beis are assuming that at the heart of the mitzvah of kedushin is the mitzvah of Puravu Arabia. So for a woman not to be commanded in Puravu is for her to not be commanded in the mitzvah of Kedushin. That's one nafkamina. Second is the Rambam in the Koteret to Hilchos Ishos. Rambam says, Lifros Vilirbos Mimena. Mitzvah Puravu is to do it through the woman that you had Kedushin with. So that already assumes that there's some sort of connection between the mitzvah of Kedushin and the mitzvah Puravu. Third indication is the Rambam Perek Tesvav Halacha Aleph through Beis, Diyak of the Nitziv. Rambam says a woman could only permit her husband, the woman could only be mochel on her chiv ona, on her mitzvahs ona, if her husband already accomplished the mitzvah of Puravu. The Nativ says, why is that? Why should the chiv ishus of ona be contingent on the separate mitzvah of Puravu? El al karchok, it must be that somehow the chiyuve ishus are defined by the chiyuve Puravu. So kol zman that you weren't osek in fulfill Puravu, you have a chiv of mitzvahs ona. And you can't isolate Puravu from the chiyuvim of ishus. A fifth indication is the shiltos in mitzvah hey and mitzvah kuf samach hey. The mitzvah quoted by the shiltos is lemitzvi nashim ve'olude banim v'keyume piriyah v'ribya. The mitzvah is to get married, to have children, and to fulfill the mitzvah Puravu.
This is the fifth?
This is the fifth. Nafkamina? Yeah. So you see he's combining... Oh, this is the fourth? This is the fifth. First one is the Gemara in Kedushin. Second is the Rambam in the Koteret. Third is the Rambam in Parak Tesvav.
This is number four.
Oh my gosh. You're right. See, I went 1, 2, 3, hey. Because my three looks like a dalet. You're right. The Shiltos in Mitzvah Hey, Lemitzvi Nashi Ve'olude Banim V'Kiyume Piri V'Ribya. And he quotes, Kechu Nashim Ve'olude Banim. Right, so in one single mitzvah, he puts together the mitzvah of Puravu together with the mitzvah of Kechu Nashim. The Mordechai in Perek Aleph, that goes Ashri in Perek Aleph Halachi Yedbez of the Rosh. He says, you can't make the bracha b'shas kedushin because you need the nesuin. And you can't make a bracha of einas yasa gemar mitzvasa. Why not make the bracha at the nesuin? Because we don't know im yizku lehibanos yachad. We don't know if there'll be zocha
to
build together. Yeah, it's according to Mordechai. So there it seems that the mitzvah of kedushin nesuin itself is contingent on them being zocha lehibanos yachad. So what do we mean by this? What do we mean that the mitzvah of Puravu, that the mitzvah of Ishos is contingent on Puravu? Do we think it means Puravu Mamish?
What else would it mean?
What else would it mean? So when the Mordechai says Lihibanos Yachad, does that mean Mamish Puravu? Benu Bas? Yeah, just Lihibanos. So here you might understand this by looking at the Ramban al Torah. Rashi very famously says, Halkein Yazav Ishas Av Ima V'Davak V'Ishto V'Hayu L'Basar Echad. Rashi says, the Vlad HaNotzra Al Yedei Shnehem. The child that's created through two of them. Ramban says, that's ridiculous. The Torah is talking about Dveikus. And every animal has a child that's created through their relations. So what's unique about V'Davak V'Ishto? So Ramban says, oh, it means the relationship. right? That they're psychologically connected to each other. But what's pshat in Rashi? So the Chora here, you'll see that Rashi is assuming that the Vlad Hanotzra Yidei Shneiem, that child is not the mitzvah puruvu, not the mitzvah procreation. But that is an objective concretion of the marriage. A marriage that's just the commitment of two individuals is weaker than a marriage that already finds external expression in a third entity, an objective expression. So here, lihibanos yachar doesn't mean, oh, that there'll be zochet v'mekayim the mitzvah puruvu benubas. It means that puruvu itself exists as a shir in the mitzvah of kiddushin. So maybe that's a good way of understanding what we mean when we say the mitzvah of ishus is kiddushin, nesuin, and lihibanos yachad. Not that, oh, they won't be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu, but that there's a different shir in ishus beyond just the maisa kinyan and the knisa labeso, but that the ishus finds an external expression in something objective itself is a way of formalizing or seeing the marriage as something much more concrete. Okay. So there are some other nafkamina that we could touch on, but I don't want to get into the 2 o'clock, 2:07 boundary here. So if you want to know the other two nafkamina of Puruvu as a shir in the mitzvah of Ishus, you could come speak about it in the basement. Okay.